Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tonight, a young couple's recreational drug use is the reason Child Protective Services want to terminate those parental rights.
But wait until you hear and see what happened to their four-year-old daughter while in CPS's care. Here's Randy Wallace with an Only on Fox investigation.
You drive them out.
For now, four-year-old Rachel Harrison is back with her parents.
She belongs with her mother and her father.
But if Children's Protective Services has its way, Rachel's 28-year-old father, David, and her 24-year-old mother, Christina, will not be her legal guardians. CPS wants her to be adopted by non-relatives.
If it was up to them, absolutely. They'd take her away in a heartbeat.
You're probably thinking David and Christina must have done something really awful to their little girl for CPS to spend almost a year trying to terminate their parental rights.
And they actually testified in the first hearing that Rachel was never neglected, never abused, and she was a happy, healthy child.
Neither parent has been convicted of a felony, so then why is the state agency so hell-bent on stripping this couple of their parental rights?
I went to the hospital to get my appendix out and tested positive for cocaine.
Did you test positive too, David?
Yes.
Even though CPS has offered no evidence in court that Rachel was ever harmed by her parents' prior drug use, just the fact that they've done drugs is enough for CPS to say they should not be parents.
Why are we all doing drugs?
Just recreational use. Out with friends, you know, holidays, an occasion. Never did it with Rachel around.
Last July, CPS took custody of Rachel.
Well, at first, we didn't see her for 3 or 4 months. They refused visitations.
When they finally got supervised visits with Rachel, family members say they couldn't believe their eyes. You might not either. Check this out. Here's a picture of Rachel that was taken 1 week before CPS took custody of her. Here she is in January after 6 months in CPS's care.
When I was seeing her in foster care, it was killing me.
Well, every time we'd go to see her at visitation,
she
would get skinny and she'd, you know, just be lethargic, not wanting to move, not wanting to say hi, and just sort of sit in the corner and just keep to herself.
Not even play.
And that's not her.
She would be drooling at the mouth. Her tongue would be hanging out. She couldn't focus. It was terrible. And I asked them, I said, is she on drugs? They said no.
But in a January court hearing, CPS admitted that the then 3-year-old was put on a number of psychotropic drugs, including risperidone, a drug commonly used to treat schizophrenia.
They take her away from you because they say you all were doing drugs. Then they take a 3-year-old and they put her on drugs.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think no 3-year-old needs to be put on psychotropic drugs. None of them are psychotic.
According to court transcripts, there seems to be a question as to which CPS contracted doctor prescribed all the medications and why. Caseworkers have testified they had to place Rachel in various foster homes because she would act up. She acted up, her parents say, because she wanted to be home with them.
The only way to control her at that time is to dope her up.
While most judges seem to just rubber stamp the wishes of CPS, Associate Judge Stephen Newhouse is the complete opposite. We were in the courtroom for 2 recent hearings, and the judge didn't even try to hide his frustration. In one hearing, the judge said, quote, there's no evidence the child had any behavioral issues before CPS came into her life. As soon as CPS takes her, now she needs help. In the hearings we attended, CPS suddenly changed caseworkers.
So no caseworker knows what the other caseworker's doing.
Whenever the judge would ask me...
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yet another document, actually scores of documents, have come out from Barack Obama himself, from his publicist, saying that he was born in Kenya. In book reviews by his publicist, his literary publicist, over 16 and a half years, Barack Obama advertised himself as born in Kenya. We have two video clips of his wife saying it. You just type in Michelle Obama says Obama visited his homeland. Video pops up right there, two different times. In 07 and 08, she said it. Everyone that knew him said his name was Barry Sotero. They said that was a conspiracy theory for 3 years. Then a year after that, about a year ago, they came out and said, you know what, he was born in Hawaii, but his name was Barry Sotero. And yeah, here's all the documents, and here's his friends. And all his records are sealed, all of it. And now we get this literary agent in all these publications of all these years, and in the big Harvard publications and everything, saying, born in Kenya, born in Kenya, born in Kenya, born in Kenya. And then Dr. Corsi goes over there a few years ago, and they arrest him and put him on house arrest. And then expanding on that, they say, oh, we've released his birth certificate. And it's a computer receipt printout. And then they go, oh, we did find it. Here's the original form you keep asking for. And it looks like a five-year-old made it. And when, I mean, I got it, blew it up, saw that it was a fake font typewriter, computer font that looks like typewriter. We even know the name of it. Because the A's and Q's and I's and T's were all identical. They had fake ink splats around them, but they were identical.
Every strike on a typewriter is different. How hard you push, where it hits on the tape, how it smudges, where it hits on the paper. It's like a fingerprint. These were 100% identical. It's fake. There's a fake typewriter computer font. We even know the name. That's why the police in different areas get it and they go, I can't believe it. This entire thing is like a five-year-old made it. You know, we have that video out. It's got like a million views online. Over on the nightly news, I broke down that the birth certificate was fake day one. How did I know? I said, okay, it's in multiple layers. That's not just a computer program. It was made in different layers, and this is a fake typewriter font. Notice here, the A up here is identical to this one with the exact fake splat here. You understand? It's faking splats, but a computer doesn't generate a new fake splat each time. It looks like it's a typewriter type, but it's not. And people sit there and go, oh, whatever, you birther. I wasn't a birther. But the guy's not who he says he is, okay? Period. We're in a lot of trouble here. It's in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I haven't even gotten to that yet. Because I saw a case out of Houston that isn't even one of the bad ones. And I went and looked up where the CPS takes children to medical companies. New York's state is the worst. I mean, if you live in Manhattan, the city's even worse. And they take mainly black people's kids. And the incredible part is it's black people taking black people. And they take them. And in this one case, it was in New York Daily News 5 years ago, and I was able to pull it back up. Just type in children taken in New York pesticides. It'll come up. There's thousands of them. And they come and they tell the black woman, we're going to take your two-year-old if you don't sign papers and stop fighting to give us your seven-year-old. And they take the seven-year-old and over a month-plus period torture him to death. Totally healthy, happy, and they murder him. And then finally, some sanity cuts in, I guess a little bit of black pride, some used to that, and goes, well, wait a minute, we're delivering black kids to be killed. So the CPS, because they were black, spoke out. I guess it'd be all right if it was a white kid they were doing it. And believe me, they do it to them too, but blacks are their favorite because they're easier to get. They're like, ah, it's just black people. You know, kill them. Let God sort them out. It's kind of the attitude of these globalists. But, and then the CPS workers got in trouble for talking about it. I mean, folks, this is murdering children. This is murdering them. And so, no, my top story is not Barack Obama or the fact that our articles are on the Drudge Report and everywhere else and millions of people are hitting Infowars.com and the site's barely staying up right now. Because you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, this story explains everything to us. How you can have over a million children a year taken by CPS, and if it's some Hispanic baby or black baby that the mills don't want to adopt out, they can get around $400,000 for blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. They just only get some of the black and Hispanic kids because they only need so many of those for medical experiments. They're mainly used for medical experiments. John is in there putting different stuff on screen. All the groups fighting it. Bayer testing on the kids. The pesticides, all of it. It's unbelievable. And they get EPA and government waivers to do it. Well, of course. I mean, they've killed tens of thousands of our troops in these tests. Oh, yeah, they tell them. Oh, your son died of the flu, after they tell them a week after they die, because they dissect the body, and they march the private in, flip the switch, hit him with sarin or VX, and dissect his brain an hour later. These are good people in the government. You know, they didn't do 9/11. Man, they're nice. They wouldn't do government wouldn't do something like that. Oh, no. They wouldn't bring 20,000 Nazis over here to head up NASA, the CIA, and every other agency with Operation Paperclip. No, they're nice. They're nice people. The stuff that went on in the Angel of Death's laboratory is nothing compared to what goes on in Austin, Texas, with little kids they take. And let me tell you, all of you that help them, the police, the judges, all of you, most of these judges are pedophiles that are involved. Didn't take one look at them and see that. But the point is, all you cops that go along with this, you are cursed. And I'm not the one cursing you. But I just pray right now that all of us pray that all of those that abuse these children and hurt them that we ask God to bring judgment upon them because we are weak and pathetic and are weak vessels, and we are trying as hard as we can as pathetic vessels to stand up for the children. But God, we call on you. Now, I thought about doing this morning. I'm doing it right now on air. God, I call on you right now to make an example of these wicked doers. And I call on you and ask you that you will judge them now. Judge them now and bring them to their knees like Saul of Tarsus. That you will judge them now today. I want them listening now today. I want them to see what happens now in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Father, to come to the aid of these children. You said it would be better for them, those that have hurt the little ones, to tie a millstone around their neck and be thrown into the deepest sea. Well, I ask you to bring judgment upon them now. I want all of you to pray that. I want judgment brought on these people right now. And believe me, they know too. We've only done this a few other times, and let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of people hurting today. And they deserve it. But you know what? I don't take any pleasure in how hellish your lives are because you're evil. I want you to stop hurting these children, you wicked hyenas. I see you. I smell your stench, and you make me want to throw up. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people that got direct lines to God out there praying right now that you be brought to justice one way or another. And again, it just hits me that we've not done enough to cover this and to focus on this, and we're going to start really focusing on this. And the problem is the crying and the begging and the people calling, and you go to their house and you want to believe they're bad, and it turns out they're not, or it's because they got blood tested to get surgery, and they smoke marijuana, and then you throw them in with people that put their kids on average of 7 drugs in these big, dirty facilities where the kids get raped and everything. I mean, my God, this is evil. And it's all premeditated. I wrote some notes this morning. This is not an accident. This is coordinated. This is the same all over the world now. This is done the same. We must champion these children. Those of you out there, this is my main message. You're like, well, what do? Start going to family court and watching. Get involved when your neighbors are under attack. Call into talk radio. Spread articles around about CPS abuse. When you're in a store, most gas stations, they've got a thing for the local house for children that have been taken. It's help abuse children. Folks are probably raping those kids 24/7 in there. They don't have them drugged up out of their minds. I mean, let me tell you, most of these things are just big money-making operations. Are there real foster parents and real good people out there? Yeah, you'll see them. They're usually, you got to typecast them, they're white Christians who've adopted, 10 mentally retarded black children. Those people are all over the place. So there are real ones out there, okay? I know some of them. There's missionaries in all the world, and they come back, and you have 6, 7, and they'll have an autistic white kid, and they'll have a couple of retarded black children and some genetic disorder Hispanic kids, and they're all in there taking care of them. There are those people out there, but that's who the system uses to hold out there. Most of it is just, well, look at the statistics. It is a hell pit. I mean, I'll never forget that newscast. We can't find it. It's like 5 years ago, where in 1 week in a little town, CPS had 2 kids drowned who they had. And they're like, children will die. That's just the way it is. That's the accent of the guy. Children will die. A lot of you heard that when I played it a bunch on air. That's just the way it is. Children will die. And so, you're told when to care for a child. You're told when to get upset by the media. Or, oh, Amber Alert, missing kid. Missing kid, they're grabbing a million of them a year. They're doing medical experiments on them. You don't believe me? Type in medical experiments on foster children. They killed them. Just like our troops. Again, does that tell you how evil this government is, folks? Folks, we got taken over at least 60 years ago by a scientific dictatorship of eugenicists. Those of you that serve this system are aiding and abetting it. And just know you have been warned. It's on you. And God sees you and knows. You may lie to yourself and rationalize the truth is there. But for those of us that are aware, we've got to become champions of these children. We've got to demand due process with these family courts. We've got to expose what set the family courts up to begin with. The eugenicists that created Hitler.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, I'm going to get into Obama. Barry Sotero coming up in the next segment. But imagine, they say, oh, you used marijuana, we're going to take your children. They took these people's daughter then, they got her back. It was a big news battle then. So the young couple, they're a good-looking little couple, were dumb enough to recreationally use cocaine the government ships in. And so they take her again. But girls, good shape, they're fine. You know, the prescription drugs they're pushing are even worse than that. They just put these drugs out there as an excuse to get your kids. But I see it where a neighbor says you spank them, even though that's not illegal, and they come with their fake courts and try to take them. The point is, they are preying on our children. They are hunting for them, and they are off the charts criminals. Look at how many pedophiles they keep busting at CPS. Of course. Who wants, even if you were a good person, to take someone's kicking, screaming child away from them? The government says they want to end the family. The government says, you know, babies should be killed at age 3. They don't care about you. Here's part of the newscast that I've been discussing so much here in the last hour. And again, the whole thing's up at InfoWars.com. Go ahead and roll it.
Tonight, a young couple's recreational drug use is the reason Child Protective Services want to terminate those parental rights.
But wait until you hear and see what happened to their 4-year-old daughter while in CPS's care. Here's Randy Wallace with an Only on Fox investigation.
Who's going to get it out?
You drive them out.
For now, 4-year-old Rachel Harrison is back with her parents.
She belongs with her mother and her father.
But if Children's Protective Services has its way, Rachel's 28-year-old father, David, and her 24-year-old mother, Christina, will not be her legal guardians. CPS wants her to be adopted by non-relatives.
If it was up to them, absolutely. They'd take her away in a heartbeat.
You're probably thinking David and Christina must have done something really awful to their little girl for CPS to spend almost a year trying to terminate their parental rights.
And they actually testified in the first hearing that Rachel was never neglected, never abused, and she was a happy, healthy child.
Neither parent has been convicted of a felony, so then why is the state agency so hell-bent on stripping this couple of their parental rights?
I went to the hospital to get my appendix out and tested positive for cocaine.
Did you test positive too, David?
Yes.
Even though CPS has offered no evidence in court that Rachel was ever harmed by her parents' prior drug use, just the fact that they've done drugs is enough for CPS to say they should not be parents.
All right, let's stop right there. But it's okay for Bill Clinton to be president. Again, this is another issue. I've had 3 children, and we had them in a hospital because my wife wanted to. And the doctor's a listener, and that was all great. All 3 times, they sat there and said, would you bring this downstairs, sir, this file? And then, like, how much money you got? Did your husband beat you? While they're typing in a computer to CPS. And by the second time, I figured it out, and I started confronting them. And then they act really weird. It's always an old nurse on a power trip. You're going into a prison. You're going into a race hygiene facility. They're violating your rights. It's totally criminal. They need to be sued. Just like hospitals are being sued for stealing corneas and stealing organs. See, they're criminal institutions. Most of them are. And that's why as long as they do that, they're allowed to do it. They're in on the local mafia. And they've got their little control freak nurses and all this who live in their own Nazi Germany where they're forced to take vaccines outside law. And the next thing, will you take this down? And I go, look, I already done this, honey. Do you abuse your children when you had them? Do you have kids, lady? Oh, I bet you don't. Listen, I'm Alex Jones. I know what's going on. I'm not some stupid person in here. I know you're violating my rights trying to put stuff in a database right there. And I know my rights, and I'm going to sue you so hard you're going to be in Alaska next week if you give me any problems. Now stop cornering my wife. Oh, my gosh, he is mean. Is he mean? You know, imagine, so, honey, how's your life? How you doing money-wise? They use that to take your kids. Oh, at risk, boom, CPS are coming. Coming to Shark, see if it fits into what, you know, anybody wants to adopt. Oh, my gosh, black hair, green eyes. We can get $500,000 for that. Oh, my gosh, you're a bad parent. I mean, this is what they do. This is what they do. And they're sitting there preying on you. You're just a nice, friendly, dumb American, the right whale, the one everybody wants to hunt because we're stupid and gullible and we won't, you know, ever stand up for ourselves because we think we're so free. And they're sitting there literally preying on us. And the first time I came back, my wife's like, oh, my gosh, you warned me about CPS stuff. She was just asking me questions, put in a computer. How much money do we have? Am I ever mean to you? Do I have a job? The average person comes in, do you have a job? No, our mother-in-law is paying for stuff right now. I'm looking for a job. You know, we're about to get an apartment in 2 weeks when I get, you know, this paycheck coming to me from the oil fields. And we've got an apartment we're getting. Boom, your kid's gone. I've been to so many places where you're living in a week-to-week apartment. They find out you're unemployed. You got a blonde hair, blue-eyed newborn baby. Your kid's gone. They are spiders, kidnappers that do it through the system.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to finish up this newscast, and then for the second half of the transmission, get into all the other news. I was going to leave the show with Barack Obama in his own official literature over 16 and a half years, from 91 to 2007, saying he was born in Kenya. From his publicist. I mean, he was born in Kenya. Think about that. He's totally blackmailed. The system knows it. The Clintons are running the White House. The ones that originally brought this up. You know, Glenn Beck's like, Hillary brought this up, so it's a lie. No, they've got the FBI files on everybody. He's born in Kenya. His whole family's CIA, so they dummied it up, put the announcement in the newspaper where his grandparents, who were CIA, lived. That's all come out. We reverse engineered the whole thing. So, in a way, he really is American. Technically, he's Kenyan, but I can understand why they dummied it up for him. His mom was CIA. That guy in Kenya is probably not even his father, but it does look like she was there and had the baby. Were those records that were cut out? I'm going to get into it. The point is, he's not who he says he is, and that compromises the presidency. And no wonder we're seeing it worse than ever. And there's so much other control freak news. Fat tax could curb nation's obesity problem. A school's been fined money by the federal government for having junk food. I mean, the feds can feed you GMO and grab you and put you on 7 psychotropics as a toddler and then kill you, but they're going to keep you from eating a piece of cake. Let me tell you, my grandfather and all them, they ate cake, enchiladas, steaks constantly, and they had small waistlines till they got to be about 60. Well, my other grandfather was always skinny. They ate a lot worse stuff than we eat today, technically. You know, it's just calories. The difference is that the soils weren't totally played out, A, but more importantly, there weren't all the additives, B, but most importantly, and this is key, is that they weren't eating GMO. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Now, look, I've gone on a big tangent about children. I could open the phones up. I'm going to do this sometime next week for an hour or two with CPS stories. And, again, all I hear on the news is how they hung the moon, they saved the earth, what great people they are. Raise money for the CPS. Out of the next breath, raise money for the Planned Parenthood. And they love you, too. They love kids. That's why they want them dead. And, oh, man, and we confronted them. I made a big deal out of this, again, in about 2005, so people looked at it in Texas again. Kind of like I kept saying, oh, here's documents. There's radioactive isotopes in most of the so-called sodium fluoride from these mining deposits where they mine the phosphates for fertilizer. And they just leave it in. So it's going on your food, but they take the really toxic stuff and put it in your water. And then I had medical doctors and scientists and toxicologists, professors on breaking it down and show you government studies. Local news people, it's now happened in a bunch of states, actually, they go out with Geiger counters with a radiation expert, and they go, yeah, this is 25 times, 60-something times, depending on where it was. Right outside Austin, a bunch of the towns, they were like, this is off-the-charts radiation. And the cities go, oh, must be in the aquifer. And they go out and do a well test. No, it's not in the aquifer. It's coming out of the city water system. Oh, where they've been dumping, you know, for decades this stuff in. Again, it's the reality is so over the top. If you just go look up lethal chemical, biological, radiological testing on U.S. troops, thousands of government documents and articles over the last 60 years. Again, premeditated murder of troops. And now it's little kids. And then you get these non-caring, dumbed down, almost always come from a history of broken homes, welfare, institutions. They take institutionalized, broken, mind-scrambled, on Prozac crazies who literally think families are bad or are pedophiles, and they turn them loose, and they're demon creatures, and they're out there grabbing people's kids. I mean, that's what's happening. That's not me putting a spin on it. That's what it is, okay? And it just shows how bad it's gotten. Of course they're saying they've got re-education camps now. Of course they're saying they'll secretly arrest us now. Of course they're saying all the major streetlights are going to have microphones in them, and we're watching you, and 30,000 drones in the skies of America. If you studied the decline of Rome, if you just studied every other culture, it ends in this. The type of people that get power and hold power get more and more degenerate until they're saying, firstborn, we're sending soldiers by next Friday night to kill your firstborn. Anyone that resists, almost every culture did this, he will be dead. The underclasses have too many sons, and we're afraid there'll be an uprising. Your firstborn under the age of 10 will be killed. It varied culture to culture. You didn't know about this? Every other chapter in the Bible, which they've checked with the other histories, is very accurate. In the Old Testament, is the Romans, before that, the Egyptians were coming to kill your firstborn. And people delivered their sons out, and here they come with that sword. All right. Well, now they just kill our sons' minds. What is over 20 times the autism in boys and girls? It's tailored for boys. The soft kill chemicals. They admit they're targeting boys. That's in the government document. Charlotte Iserby's broken that down. They just kill your son's mind now. They kill your daughter's fertility. They make her go into fertility when she's, you know, 6 years old instead of 14. She's 30 years old. She has the breast of an 80-year-old woman that gets breast cancer and dies. Mammals already got their rare cancers previously, almost always in hormone tissues, because those are tissues. Humans are hot-blooded, folks. Mammals are hot-blooded. We're not like a shark. Sharks don't get cancer. They've been doing studies for decades. You can't give sharks cancer because they don't have hormones. They have a completely different system. Hormones supercharge us. Hot-blooded, check it and see. Got a fever of 103. We're hot-blooded. We're hot-blooded. And it's those hormone tissues that are doing those exchanges that break down DNA quicker. You supercharge that with a bunch of toxins and dioxins and bisphenols and endocrine mimickers and estrogen mimickers. You want to know why breast cancer, depending on which study you look at, is between 2 and 3,000% increased? You want to know? I'll tell you why. Because it was all done on purpose. Most of you listening, your daddy, your mommy, who died young, that's a little globalist gift. I have the Rockefeller Foundation documents on InfoWars.com. You got a child, you got pediatric cancer. You might want to look up the fact that 50 years ago, they would get on airplanes and trains and travel 2,000 miles to see a child with pediatric cancer of any type. Now I can walk down to the mall today, and I guarantee you I can find children with cancer right now at the shopping mall. And I'm angry. I don't care if they kill me. I don't care if they arrest me and set me up for something. I could care less about anything now but just getting the word out. And that's all this show is an emergency beacon. In fact, can you dig up the Klingon beacon again? We're under Klingon attack. I mean, that's what it is. I'm just here going, mayday, 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 under sustained attack. Humankind is under red level attack. Here's the evidence. Emergency. And the cops are too busy in their gang mentality, dressed up in their little outfits, kissing up to the captain when he shows up so they can get promoted and all this to even do anything. And the general yuppies are 10 times worse than the cops. They could just care less and are running around having a good time, laughing and everything. Everything's funny. That's it. This is basically what's going on in my head all the time. And I guess I'm the bad guy. I am really the bad guy. If I teleported back to the Aztec kingdom 1,000 years ago tonight, and I could speak Mayan, and I walked up, say, in the big temples that are in Mexico City today, and I walked up to the big great pyramid there, and I walked up to the high priest who takes hallucinogens every day and is out of his mind, and is tuned into the dark side, and I could say in Mayan, please don't sacrifice every morning 10 children. And the first thing he'd say was, well, we have, you know, this is what the gods demand. The sun came up. We got to kill more when the sun goes down. Plus, we make our money. It's how the priest class goes out and tattles and keeps everybody paranoid, manipulates everybody with superstition. He wouldn't know that. He believes it on his power trip with his teeth, you know, filed, pointed. He'd say, that's how we make our money. They made their money selling the long hams down at the bottom of the pyramid was the meat selling area. And the children is the most succulent meat. I mean, that's why, you know, the gods wanted children because it was the more tasty meat. You know, the gods get the heart, though. Nobody gets that. But you get the rest. And I would be a crazy man. If you would be crazy. If you saw him chopping some little kid's heart out, they'd say, everybody here thinks it's good. And they'd all look at you and go, yeah, it's good. It's good to have open borders. It's good to torture people. It's good to have a world government. It's good to have a Federal Reserve. It's good to have the CPS, outside due process, run by a bunch of perverts and crooks and mercenaries, grabbing kids, drugging them, killing them. It's good. And so I am crazy. I am bad. I went back to the Romans 1,800 years ago during just their squalor, you know, degeneration. And I said, you need to stop throwing men, women, and children in. You know, by the end, the Romans were tired of just seeing gladiators killed. They liked seeing little kids get killed. So you always degenerate. First, it's men. You make fights. Then, you know, it's kids later. They'd already exhausted all the local animals and couldn't afford to ship them in from Africa anymore, you know, the giraffes and elephants and everything else. So it was little kids. They started killing little kids in the arena, too. They liked that a lot. I guess that'd be more like 1,900 years ago. Right. Yeah. And if you went back and said, if you could speak Latin, Roman, and you said, this is really wrong what you're doing. By the way, your society is getting ready to collapse. This won't be here soon. They look at you and say, you know what, buddy? Chain him up and throw him in the arena. It's the same thing. All the yuppies, all the trendies, they got it all figured out, man. Listen to this crazy guy saying they're putting stuff in our food and water. Oh, here's the documents. I don't want to look at that, kook. You know what? I don't want to look at that. Okay, good. You don't want to look at it. Go ahead then. Fine. But don't say you weren't warned, because I figured out that's why I'm here and that's why others are here, so that those that have ears to hear and eyes to see will understand and get the message. And those of you that don't, well, you just, I guess, weren't meant to get it. We had an exciting headline. House approves amendment to limit Pentagon drone spying on Americans. And now it's been updated at Drudge Report. He's linked to Fox. So our story's gone because it's been updated. And, oh, House shoots down anti-drone amendment. Yeah, folks tried to keep the Pentagon from illegally watching us with our own money with 30,000 drones just to intimidate us and weaponize the airspace over the U.S. and harass people with all the new environmental takeover plans they've admitted they're going to use. But that got shot down. Oh, I'm sorry. Drudge had linked to our article about the mid-air collision or the near mid-air collision that happened yesterday. So first they approved it. Now they've shot it down. We need to update Steve Watson's article. But I'm going to tell you right now, the technocracy will be developed. It will collapse. And the globalists are going to go ahead. They're going to go ahead with their next phase of their plans. And I'm sorry for everybody. Sorry for you. But we lied to ourselves and said that $52 million aborted babies weren't babies, so why not kill them up to age 3 like they're saying they should do now? Why not kill Granny? She's not a person either. The government decides. Why not have the biggest prison population in the world? Why not? Why not grab foster children and test pesticides and HIV blood doping drugs on them until they die, even when they don't even have HIV? Why not? In fact, don't even go look it up. I know most of you won't. You'll just say, oh, it can't be true, yeah. Let's go ahead and finish part of that newscast, though. If you're not watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, go to InfoWars and watch the video. She's happy, healthy beforehand. You see her 2 months later, total concentration camp victim, rotten teeth, eyes sunk in, not eating, tongue hanging out. And CPS lied to the court and said, we're not drugging them, but later it came out they were with hardcore antipsychotics because a 3-year-old was crying. She's 4 now. They're trying to take her again right now. Let's go ahead and finish up part of that newscast out of Houston.
News. Out with friends, you know, holidays, an occasion. Never did it with Rachel around.
Last July, CPS took custody of Rachel.
Well, at first, we didn't see her for 3 or 4 months. They refused visitations.
When they finally got supervised visits with Rachel, family members say they couldn't believe their eyes. You might not either. Check this out. Here's a picture of Rachel that was taken 1 week before CPS took custody of her. Here she is in January after 6 months in CPS's care.
When I was seeing her in foster care, it was killing me.
Well, every time we'd go to see her at visitation, she would get skinny and she'd, you know, just be lethargic, not wanting to move. Not wanting to say hi and just sort of sit in the corner and just keep to herself.
Not even play.
And that's not her.
She would be drooling at the mouth. Her tongue would be hanging out. She couldn't focus. It was terrible. And I asked them, I said, is she on drugs? They said no.
But in a January court hearing, CPS admitted that the then 3-year-old was put on a number of psychotropic drugs, including risperidone, a drug commonly used to treat schizophrenia.
They take her away from you because they say you all were doing drugs. Then they take a 3-year-old and they put her on drugs.
Yes.
Stop right there.
What do you think about that?
These parents, and I want to get them on the show, better stop having this yuppie, trendy attitude that so many trashy country people think. We're just recreational and do cocaine every once in a while. You got predators that want to ruin your life, idiots. They already took her once because you smoked marijuana. You understand that? Don't give them any excuses. It's your fault that you let these predators get at your child. And you obviously still think it's okay what you did. You should have gotten off the marijuana and gotten out of the area. I'd like to punch that father right in the nose. I'll tell you right now, punk, you make me sick. But I because you don't understand what you're facing. America doesn't understand what they're facing. But the scumbags do. They'll kill your daughter. They kill people all the time, WOAI investigation showed. They'll put her on so many drugs, they will kill her. They will kill your daughter. while you're sitting there going, we just did it recreationally. You don't give the enemy any excuse. You live an absolutely upright life or they will kill your children. Go out to break with the big fat social workers, and we're going to come back with Johnny Cash. He's got a message to all of you that are involved in this. Here it is.
No 3-year-old needs to be put on psychotropic drugs. None of them are psychotic.
According to court transcripts, there seems to be a question as to which CPS contracted doctor prescribed all the medications and why. Caseworkers have testified they had to place Rachel in various foster homes because she would act up. She acted up, her parents say, because she wanted to be home with them.
The only way to control her at that time is to...
Then pause.
Dope her up.
Because they kidnapped her. And that's what they do. That's why they do it. When you cry for mommy, they hit you with one drug. And on average, seven. They want to cripple them to get the extra money. And they kill them. They murder your children. They want to murder you and your family, okay? These are pure demons. God, I pray that you punish them now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Yep.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
All right, I'm going to do 20 minutes on the whole Obama birth certificate thing in the next hour, and then we're going to have our guest on, John Rappaport, on some big medical news. But I also imagine people probably want to comment about the Obama birth certificate situation. now that we learn his literary agent, his publicist for 16 and a half years, 91 to 2007, put out that he was born in Kenya and then lived in Indonesia and Hawaii. And that's what all his friends and people keep saying. He had other names, at least two other names. They won't release high school, college, none of it. His wife says in all these videos he was born in Kenya. Just like everything else, it's all just over the top. And I see some people saying, well, why does it matter if he was born in Kenya? Because it's unconstitutional, just like everything else. It's illegal. And it means he can be blackmailed with that now. He's run by the Clintons. So even if Obama was a good guy, which he's not, he couldn't because he's totally blackmailed. That's why it's important. It's called being compromised. You know, in the old days, you couldn't be a spy if you had money troubles or if your dad was in prison, because maybe they could use that to get to you. Nowadays, they want people that are compromised. This is a nation of compromised people. Finish up the newscast with the girl. If you saw the photos, folks, the concentration camp victim look. And this is what they do. It's standard. I cleaned carpets for a summer, and this was 20 years ago. And I didn't know what they were at the time, and I would ask, what is this? And they go, this is a foster home. And it was like zombie, not kids looking this bad, concentration camp, but living on dirty mattresses and whatever. And then there'd always be some fat Nelly man running around with little girls and boys. And I was just like, ugh, what is this? Now that I'm older and can look back at that, I know what it was. It was pervert palaces with kidnapped kids. I mean, I just see it's hell on earth, man. And all you do-gooders, oh, we're taking children. Oh, I saw my neighbor spank him. I'm going to call on him. I'm good. I'm with, oh, I saw something. Or mean neighbors that don't like you do it. They do it to media people all the time. And then these crazy, bizarre women show up, or a Nelly man who can't hardly talk. And he'll see a dog hair on the ground, and the judge will say, it's an unsafe home, and then throw them into these dungeons. CPS is always getting caught locking kids up in cages, and then not feeding them because they want the maximum money, and that's if the kids are lucky. If they just are dungeon keepers who want the money, you get abused, other kids beat you up, rape you, you get diseases. But if you're unlucky, you get in a pedo op. And of course, they can't enforce against them. Because, you know, they don't want to bring out what they're doing. And, you know, it comes out here and there. I mean, they admit you're seven times more likely in CPS care to be raped and get an STD. And it's just these dungeons. It's dungeons locked up in basements. And the pedos get there, and it's time to have fun. Kids are locked up. Pedo gets back. Pedo brings friends over. Texas Youth Commission, they had public pedo parties. Nobody got in trouble for that. State police tried to do something. They just fired the director. And they put directors in there that'll keep the Texas Rangers on a short leash, and the rape rooms continue. And that's just America. That's what America is. I'm going to show you the self-propelled stomachs tonight, but roll us out to break with this, and I'm going to come back.
Judges seem to just rubber stamp the wishes of CPS. Associate Judge Stephen Newhouse is the complete opposite. We were in the courtroom for two recent hearings, and the judge didn't even try to hide his frustration. In one hearing, the judge said, quote, there's no evidence the child had any behavioral issues before CPS came into her life.
We'll be back. See that they're whitewashing it. Oh, it's good to drug some kids.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.